And the cheer out of the student section, overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Familiar when the top-ranked team comes to into your building and loses. Oh, a shot by Dorward, fought off by Scarfoni. Mellenbacher bumped away from the puck. Andrew shoots one low. That's blocked. Chipped out of harm's way by Lindmark. Minute 13 to go in the third. 4-0 Wisconsin. Badgers had struggled mightily to start this season, putting the puck in the back of the net. So many times a year ago, the Badgers found ways to win games. Early this season, it seemed like Wisconsin found ways to lose games. But over the last four games prior to tonight, here's a shot from the point by Gucciardi over the top of the cage. Wisconsin had gone unbeaten in four straight. And three of those games had potted four goals or more.
Well, for the last 45 seconds, the Badgers have had nothing but pure difficulty getting out of the zone.
Right. But seem content with it, too. They're basically wasting time.
Keep the puck to the
outlet.
Boards.
Exactly. And it's spun out to center ice. So Michigan State came to town 11-1, riding a 9-game winning streak and ranked number one in the country. While the Badgers try to get their season on track, they played better of late. And here tonight, Wisconsin makes quite a statement against top-ranked Michigan State. Quinn Finley scores twice. Tommy Scarfoni, a 26-save shutout. The Badgers beat the Spartans 4-0.
That is an impressive victory for this young Badger hockey team. There's not much more you can add to it except for the fact that even when they did make mistakes, Michigan State, this so-called opportunistic number one team, didn't capitalize on any of them. So I was very, very pleased, but I will give credit to that young man in the net, number 30. Boy, he did well.
Tommy Scarfoni, his first shutout as a Wisconsin Badger, the transfer from RIT, playing in his 100th collegiate game, gets his 60th collegiate win. And once the final horn sounded, fans started throwing their teddy bears and brand new stuffed animals out of the ice. Teddy bear toss here tonight to benefit young kids here in Madison and the Dane County areas through the U.S. Marine Corps and Toys for Tots and BMO. Nice gesture for the fans that brought out their teddy bears and stuffed animals here tonight and watched Wisconsin shut out Michigan State 4-0. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. And this weekend's series sponsor is TDS. Score big with fiber-fast internet. Wisconsin 4, Michigan State nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Well, Ian, Mike Hastings desired a full 60-minute effort this weekend. It was pretty close. He's got another crack at it tomorrow night in the series finale, but this was maybe the best game the Badgers have played this season.
Yeah, start to finish, yes. Consistently start to finish. There were a couple lulls that I was a little bit concerned with, but the fact of the matter being is that Michigan State didn't capitalize on any of those lulls, and when they did turn the puck over, it was against the boards or outside the blue line. It wasn't a turnover in any scoring opportunity. So as a whole, I would say that all 21 of those young men who were out there tonight did a great job.
Quinn Finley scored twice. Tyson Dick gets credit for the game-winning goal. Owen Mellenbacher, his first goal of the season. And Tommy Scarfoni with a shutout. 4-0 Wisconsin over Michigan State. And our postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Cover Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick, Wisconsin, a 4-0 shutout at Michigan State tonight. The Badgers now 6-8-1, 4-5 in the Big Ten. Good for 14 points and currently in second place in the conference standings, leapfrogging the Spartans, who fell to 11-2 overall, 4-1 in conference play. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Ian, who do you have?
I'm going to go backwards this time.
Okay.
It's a kind of anticlimactic, I guess.
Yeah.
But Tyson Dick got what is considered the game-winning goal. And to be honest with you, for the first two periods, it was the only goal.
Yeah.
And that, so just the fact that the Badgers were playing with a lead, came from behind, played with a lead, and played with a lead into this third period, I was so impressed with how mature he was and how many scoring opportunities he got just by being in the right place at the right time. So number three star goes to Tyson Dick. Number two star goes to Quinn Finley. Two goals. If you get open like Quinn does, you're going to score. That's all there is to it. I mean, he shot one in the empty net, basically. and he shot one in the empty net on the power play. So that power play early on in the third period, just 5 minutes into the third period, was amazing. And that just broke the ice, kept them very much in a good lead. And then finally, the number one star, obviously you have to give it to the young man between the pipes. Mr. Scarfone had how many saves?
26.
26 saves?
Yep.
But not one got past him. And he played well, and he scrambled well. He played positions well, and he deserved to be the number one star because of his stellar play.
Yeah, in fact, Scarfone, playing in his 100th collegiate game, earned his 60th collegiate win, his 10th collegiate shutout, and his first shutout as Wisconsin Badger. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Wisconsin shuts out Michigan State 4-0. Our energizing performance up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey, Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub, Lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Back here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 4, Michigan State nothing. The final score, the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Ian?
Quinn Finley scores at the 5:09 mark of the third period with assist to Laskowski on the prettiest back between your legs pass that you're ever going to see in college hockey for Quinn to shoot it into the open net. And with that, they go up 2-0.
Right.
I don't know whether the players even think like the coaches do in any stretch of the imagination, but that power play was created for too many men on the ice. And there's nothing more that will rub salt into a wound of a player who's guilty of too many, or a team that's guilty of too many men on the ice, than a power play goal, as pretty as that one was. So I think it's just changed the whole mentality of the Badgers bench, and it kind of looked like it let some air out of the balloon on Michigan State's bench.
Well, it's a 1-0 game, and then instead of a, you know, the next goal's a big one, and Finley made it 2-0, and then equally as important, Owen Mellenmacher's goal at 11:16. He could have been one of your stars of the game, too. He played well here tonight with 4 shots on goal.
None of them were as pretty, though. Tyson Dix wasn't as pretty.
Totally agree.
Everything. No, there were, that was as pretty a goal. He fakes the backhand and then shovels it backhanded between his legs, and Quinn Finley just finds nothing but twine.
It was a beaut. Badgers shut out Michigan State 4-0. We've got highlights to come. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings and our number one star of the game and scores from around the country. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
During the Ad Council.
A lot of fun here tonight. Wisconsin, a 4-0 win over top-ranked Michigan State. The annual Teddy Bear Toss, and even more fun tomorrow night when the Badgers and Spartans meet again at 7 o'clock. And Joe Pavelski night, as Wisconsin will honor one of its best. Joe scored over 100 points in 84 games in 2 seasons at Wisconsin, led them in scoring both in the 04-05 and 05-06 campaigns, and set up Tom Gilbert's game-winning goal in the national championship game against Boston College back in 2006. 18 years in the NHL. Joe Pavelski night tomorrow night after the Badgers, during the Badgers series finale against Michigan State. Downstairs now, head coach Mike Hastings, kind enough to join us. And Mike, thanks for your time. We had talked about trying to get a 60-minute effort. That was pretty close tonight against the top-ranked team of the country, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know what? I just think that's about as complete as 60 as we played. I thought we got a little loose, but you've got to give them credit. I mean, in the second period, you knew they were going to make a push, and they did. And that's when I thought Tommy played real well. He allowed us to, even when we bent, we didn't break, kept things to the outside. The guys defended well. And then I thought it was big for us to have our power play make a difference and give us a little bit of breathing room. And then I thought we managed the third period pretty well.
Yeah, and getting the lead, Tyson Dick, that was quite an effort to give you a 1-0 advantage.
Yeah, it was. And Ty's, you know, you've been around him enough. He's a smart hockey player. Yeah, he's got a hockey sense. And you know what? He sensed he had the really the corner on the guy and just went to the hole and found a way to tuck it home. But it doesn't happen without us winning that faceoff and him getting on his horse and pushing north. So I'm happy for Ty.
Yeah, and you mentioned this the second period too. You know, in previous games this season, when things aren't going well, there's a little bit of frustration. Didn't seem to enter your gentlemen's minds tonight, did it?
You know what? I talked to the guys just before I came out here, and the thing that I liked is they just said, you know what, guys, felt different on the bench. Thought we managed the game well and just kind of turned the page. If something didn't go well, we focused on the next one, and they were rewarded for that.
Yeah, and boy, Ian Perrin fell in love with that power play goal.
Yeah, you know what? A big play by Lasko.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah, we need you need to make plays, and, you know, it's an honor to be on a power play. And so for those guys to go out and execute the way that they did, I'm happy for them because they put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, feel good for Owen Mellenbacher, too, tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? There were times where he was close, but no cookie. And then I thought just stayed with it. And I can't remember. I didn't get to see who snapped that one over to him where he ended up having his first shot. But the thing I liked about it is he stayed on it.
Right.
And ended up going for a second and a third and was rewarded for the third.
Yeah, Lindmark sent him up. And then, you know, you mentioned Tommy Scarfone. You know, you gave him the net. And, boy, over the last several weeks when he's been healthy, he's been good, hasn't he?
Yeah. You know what? That was Tommy's 100th game.
Yep.
You know? And,
his 60th career win, his 10th career shutout. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
good
gonna,
round numbers.
I'm not going to tell the Pied Piper how to sing the music because that's your business. I knew you'd be dialed in on it, but I'm just happy for the kid because he's, you know, he decided to put all of his eggs in a basket here at the University of Wisconsin and had a good summer, was a little bit dinged up there, came in, fought that injury. Didn't get off to the start that he wanted, and then had another injury. And just to see him battle the way he has, it proves that when you stick with it, good things can happen.
Yeah. Anxious to see how you do in game two now. You
know, oh, yeah.
Can you back it up, right?
Yeah, that's the question. And for us right now, I told him enjoy it tonight when you put your head on the pillow and you wake up tomorrow morning in the sunshine and make sure you understand it's a new day and we got to go right back to work.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Good enough.
Mike Hastings, head coach of the Badgers, after a 4-0 win over Michigan State here tonight. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more you can say about Tommy Scarfone. We'll be chatting with him in just a little bit, but he was good tonight. And, you know, having a full complement of defensemen in front of you, too, probably helps a little bit.
I was a little worried there. Joe Palatichuk made a couple, quote-unquote, bonehead plays, but they were behind the net.
Yeah.
And he almost looked like he shied away from a couple checks because of his injury. But for the most part, when he had to take the puck out of the zone and go try and get it down into the other end, he was a one-man wrecking crew. And, again, to have all seven of those defensemen out there, and they used them all, no question about it.
Yep, fun to watch. Let's get to scores from around the country. We've got highlights of this game coming up in just a bit. Let's start with non-conference action. Tonight, let's see here. Where did I put the non-cons? Non-conference. Oh, there we go. Colorado College, 8th ranked in the country, lost at 11th ranked Providence tonight, 4-3. Merrimack doubled up Anchorage, 4-2. Long Island, a 3-2 win at Vermont. You know, the Sharks are a pretty good hockey club. They're 7-5-1. They'll be here in Madison next month.
Keep drinking that iced tea, boys.
Augustana and Alaska play tonight up in Fairbanks. Atlantic Hockey this evening, second period, Niagara 2-1 lead on Air Force. Bentley beat Mercyhurst 4-2. Robert Morris ripped RIT 7-3. Sacred Heart a 4-2 win over Canisius. And in overtime, Holy Cross shut out American International 1-0. ECAC, a 3-1 Quinnipiac win over RPI. Princeton 2, Union 1. Clarkson edged Harvard 4-3. St. Lawrence, a 3-2 win over Dartmouth. And in overtime, Cornell got by Colgate 3-2. Hockey East, New Hampshire beat Northeastern 5-3. Third-ranked Boston College and UMass Lowell, a 3-3 overtime tie. CCHA, how did Ferris State do tonight, Ian?
They are victors.
They are victors tonight. What was the final?
3-1,
it looks
3-1,
like.
3-1, yes.
Yep, 3-1 the final score. Michigan Tech beat St. Lawrence 2-1. Bemidji State a 4-2 win at Lake Superior State. And Minnesota State a 4-1 victory over Bowling Green. Also in the NCHC tonight, North Dakota rallied for a 5-4 win at Miami. The 18th-ranked Arizona State and Minnesota Duluth are tied at 1 in the second period of play in Arizona. 9th-ranked St. Cloud had a 3-2 lead on Omaha in the third period. I haven't seen any update on that.
3-3 with just starting the third period.
Okay, so Omaha hanging in there. And also this evening, what else did I have? Oh, 7th-ranked Western Michigan, a 3-2 win over 2nd-ranked Denver, former Badger Cameron Rowe, 29 saves for the Broncos. Boy, they have played so very well over the last 4 or 5 years or so. They're a tough out.
And according to my sources in Western Michigan, in the western part of Michigan, it's all because of him. Cameron Rowe is the real deal for them.
Mm-hmm. And Cameron had an excellent freshman year here at the University of Wisconsin, and then things transpired, but good for Cameron Rowe. And then we look at the Big Ten tonight. 4th-ranked Minnesota shut out 6th-ranked Michigan 6-0. Matthew Wood had 2 goals, Oliver Moore 3 assists, Nathan Airey 32 saves. So Minnesota now 14-2-1 and 7-0 atop the Big Ten. Michigan fell to 10-4-1, 4-1 in league play. And Jake Rossi's go-ahead goal, 7 minutes left in the third, allowed Ohio State to beat Penn State 4-2. The Buckeyes sweep that Thursday-Friday series. Heartland's Max Montez, an empty netter. Christopher Eberle got the win in goal for the Buckeyes, who are now 11-4-1, 4-2 in the league. Penn State drops to 6-9 and 0-8 in the Big Ten. We were there just a few weeks ago, and the fans, the Nittany Lions fans, were thinking, all right, this is their year. They get back on track, get back in the NCAA tournament. They lose their starting goaltender, Arseny Sergeyev, and now they're in a world of hurts.
Yep.
0-8 in the league. Ouch. And the Wisconsin women beat Minnesota State today 2-1. The top-ranked Badgers now 18-1 and play at Mankato again tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Highlights coming up of Wisconsin's 4-0 win over top-ranked Michigan State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers have been playing better of late, 3 wins and a tie in their last 4 games, but nobody was playing as well as Michigan State. The top-ranked Spartans came to town with an 11-1 record, riding a 9-game winning streak, their longest in nearly a quarter century. Badgers and Spartans open a two-game weekend series here tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison, and here are the plays of the game. Here's Wisconsin leaning, and Tyson Dick, he scores! Coming down left wing, he fought off Matt Baskell, and head first, pitched it through Augustine and in. Wisconsin leads 1-0. Snapshot by Kerr, blocked by Michigan State. The other way, 2-on-1. Larson, open man, Scarfone, great save, moving left to Stone Dorwart. Larson set up Dorwart, and Scarfone went with a puck and made a nice sliding save. Dexheimer straight away, left wing pass Morrissey. Down low, Laskowski, he's got it. Pivot backside, Finley scores! Beautiful pass play, Quint Finley, power play goal! 2-0, Wisconsin leads top-ranked Michigan State. Lindmark won the draw out at the slot. And he steals. Pass came free. Mellenbacher shoots one. Top of the crease. Augustine rebound. Badgers score. Owen Mellenbacher. 3-0 Wisconsin. Catch near side. Jarecki trying to get around Scholes. He does a nice job with a one-hand backhand right hand. Scarfone. Great save. Rebound. Cut to his right. Put his right pad down and stopped it again. Here's Baskell now, left point. Andrews, left wing. Shot by Dorward, whistled it wide off the corner wall out to center, and Baskell has to hustle after it. The linesman got out of the way. Steal by Wisconsin's Finley. Turns and scores an empty netter. Wisconsin 4, Michigan State 0. So Michigan State came to town 11-1, riding a 9-game winning streak and ranked number one in the country, while the Badgers trying to get their season on track. They played better of late, and here tonight, Wisconsin makes quite a statement against top-ranked Michigan State. Quinn Finley scores twice. Tommy Scarfone, a 26-save shutout. The Badgers beat the Spartans 4-0. Yeah, pretty good effort here for Wisconsin tonight. 25 shots on goal for the Badgers and all 26 for Michigan State. There was only two penalties in the entire game, both taken by the Spartans. Wisconsin went 1-for-2 on the power play. Big power play goal by Quinn Finley. Tyson Dick got the scoring going at 14:20, his second goal of the season from Zach Scholes and Sawyer Scholl. It was still 1-0 after two early in the third. Finley scored his 10th of the season, came on a power play from Cody Laskowski and Gavin Morrissey. 2-0 at that point at 5:09, the time of that goal. And then Owen Mellenbacher made it 3-0 with his first of the year at 11:16 from Owen Lindmark and Daniel Lodge. For both Lodge and Lindmark, their first assists of the season. And then Finley's empty net goal at 17:40 was unassisted for Finley, his 11th goal of the year. He now leads the Big Ten with those 11 G's. Michigan State shut out tonight for the first time this season. Four shots on goal for former Badger Charlie Stramel. He was -2. Matt Baskell, their alternate captain, defenseman, he was -3 tonight. Trey Augustine, who had the best numbers of any goaltender in Division I hockey, coming in, stopped 22 of 25 shots. He took the loss. His record now 9-2. Michigan State falls to 11-2, 4-1 in the Big Ten. How about the Badgers winning 34 of 52 faceoffs tonight? Gavin Morrissey, 12 out of 20. Owen Lindmark, 9 out of 13. Christian Fitzgerald, 8 out of 12. A good night for Finley, 2 goals, 6 shots on goal. Mellenbacher had 4 shots on goal. He scored tonight. Again, Tyson Dick scored as well. First point of the season for Michigan native and sophomore defenseman Zach Scholes. And Tommy Scarfone, 11 saves in the first period, 9 in the second, 6 in the third, 26 for the game. Scarfone, his first shutout as a Badger, improves his record this season to 5-4-1. The Badgers are 6-8-1, 4-5 in league play. 9,326 fans paid to watch a game that took a little over 2 hours to play. Wisconsin 4 and Michigan State 0. Hope to hear from Tommy Scarfone, and one last comment from Ian Perrin when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You earn your 60th collegiate win, and you get your 10th career shutout. Pretty round numbers there. That's pretty good. Congrats.
Yeah it's pretty cool how it lined up that way. But, yeah, pretty special, obviously, to have 100 games played in college as a goalie. Pretty awesome, and I'm just so excited to have done it here at home in front of our fans
one.
And in front of the, yeah, again.
Against the number one team in the nation.
Yeah.
Can
that puts a little icing on the cake.
Yeah, I would think so. Can you repeat the performance tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to come out stronger, I think, than we did today because we know we have a lot more to give. We're still trying to piece together to play 60-minute games. I think we let loose a bit in the second period, but we're aware of it, and then we're going to come back tomorrow and play even stronger.
All right, Tommy, thanks for your time. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
You're welcome. Tommy Scarfone with us, our number one star of the game, a 26-save shutout against top-ranked Michigan State. Well, that was a lot of fun. And, you know, I know there was a little bit of a letdown last Saturday after the Badgers 1-1 overtime tie with Anchorage. But, boy, they came out and played well early, scored in the first period. Actually, even the power play, they got a minute into the game, less than that. They were controlling time and space and seemed to control early on and set the tone right away.
Stayed within their own fundamentals. I mean, nobody was taking glamorous chances that caught everybody by surprise. If you turned the puck over, somebody was there to help you. And that seemed to be, it's kind of like I got your back, you got my back type sure. mentality. And that goes a long way in a game of college hockey.
It was fun to watch. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night in the series finale. Nice job tonight, Ian. Looking forward to tomorrow. And Adam Morrison for his work in our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Again, tomorrow night, it's Joe Pavelski night. So come on out and help us honor one of the best the Badgers ever had. Face off at 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage will start at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Once again, the final score here tonight, 9,326 paid to watch. Wisconsin shut out top-ranked Michigan State 4-0. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
That one could have. My wife is still here. She's still, I believe, progressing. You know, a perfect example. And it was a moment. I said to her, I said, look, the doctor says we need to step it up in therapy. We need to answer questions. We need to be aware. We need to focus. We need to try and do the best we can. And I said, we're going to get through this. And she looked at me and she smiled and she said, together, like we always do. And I got to tell you, it grabbed me by the heart. Because in that moment, she was there. In that moment, she understood what I was telling her. In that moment, she got it. And I got a text a couple hours later from my daughter. And this is why, I'm fighting so hard to get her, as any of us would do. My daughter texts me later and says she just told the nurse that she wants to take a look at the therapy schedule so she can get up early so she can be ready for therapy in the morning. That, I got to tell you, joy from my heart, joy. Because something clicked. Now, does this mean she's going to get better? I don't know. Yeah, we still don't know. We don't know what, as I've said, her bones will heal, her muscles will strengthen. She will live. I don't know what that life is going to be. Because a lot of times she's not there. But she's getting more of these moments. And for me, if I were a doctor, and this is where I come back to this, if I were the doctor, and maybe it's just because it's my loved one. I don't think so. If there are no constraints, if there is no one telling you no, you do what's in the best interest of the patient. Because the weird thing is as I am talking to this doctor and I am pleading, and I am pleading my case, he agrees. The facility that she is in is the best facility for her to be in. It's the best place for her. He agrees. And that's the weird part of this. And this is, again, another one of these situations where, as a working class guy, I'm a truck driver. I think of what's normal, what's natural, what's logical, what's rational. And when a doctor says this is the best place for her while simultaneously saying, I'm throwing her out, I can't fathom how you can hold both positions at the same time unless there's something there that I don't know. And this, again, is where my frustration is. And so you go, you know, how could you not condemn this shooter? I got to tell you right now, in my heart, I'm angry. If she were to die because they denied her care, I would be much more angry. And I don't know at that moment. I don't think any of us really know. And again, I don't condone it. And I'm not saying it's what I would do, but I kind of understand it. And I understand it a lot more intimately right now. And I've had to do things and say things and make statements throughout this, as a lot of you have sent your stories to me. And thank you, because they've been immensely helpful. And I hope by telling those stories, it helps make it a little bit better for you as well. By sharing your experience, trying to help me, and I appreciate it immensely. I hope it's helpful back, because a lot of you took a lot of time writing, you know, very long, meticulously written emails. But I'll give you another story, and this is where I'll leave this for today. We went in for surgery last week to get some work done on her arm. And her arm is the good arm, quote unquote good arm, is basically worthless to find blood. All the veins are blown out, and it's impossible to get a stick to get blood out. And to put an IV in, forget it. So they had four people came in, looked at it, couldn't find anything. They brought in an anesthesiologist who, after like 45 minutes, was able to find something, you know, in the top, between the knuckles on the top of the hand. And at the end of the surgery, in the recovery, I noticed that there's the IV in there. And I go, hey, they were talking about maybe doing an IV drip to deal with one of the infections. Let me call over and see if we can keep that in, because they might need it. So I called over and, you know, tell them what I want. And they said, we'll get back to you. So in the interim, a nurse comes in and says, I got to take that out. I said, well, you know, if you could hold off a minute, I've called over to the other hospital. They might need that. And she goes, no, she can't be discharged with this. Cannot happen. Under no circumstances. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. We're going to find out if they need it. And I explained, she's got all these problems. It's a miracle that they found it. It would be enormously beneficial for her if you were to leave that in place. It would be enormously beneficial for her. It would be in her best interest if you would please leave it right where it is. And she looked at me and gave me this kind of, and proceeded to move forward to take it out. And I said, if you take that out, I will break both your arms. Now, am I proud of that? No, I'm not. I'm not. It's the truck driver in me coming out, the ghetto kid in me coming out, and I regretted it. You know what happened next? lots of people. But in the interim, the hospital calls and says, that's all right. We're not going to use that. I don't know what happened to make that decision. They just did. We tapped down that situation. Here a week later, they have to put a PICC line in, into her heart to get an IV in. And I go, you know, had we just done what was in her interest at the beginning, maybe we wouldn't be here. And a lot of what medicine seems to me to have turned into, and this is the sad reality, we're running hospitals with temp employees, everyone's hiding behind policies and hiding behind insurance companies, hiding behind, well, this is what we do, as opposed to what's in the best interest of the patient. I have real problems where we are. But I want to hear yours. Please continue send them. I want to hear what your thoughts are. Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. I'm Rick Smith. And this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1869. That was the day black workers met in Washington, D.C. to found the Colored National Labor Union. 214 black trade unionists hoped to work toward equal representation in the workforce. They also demanded anti-discrimination legislation, federally funded education, and the fulfillment of the promise of 40 acres and a mule for Southern farmers. 34-year-old black caulker Isaac Myers was elected the organization's first president. He had organized black caulkers in the Chesapeake shipyards. Myers hoped to lead black workers into the National Labor Union, an early effort at building a national labor movement. National Labor Union founder William Silvis insisted there should not be distinction of race or nationality among the ranks. Myers added that white and black workers must come together in solidarity and organize for higher wages and living standards. Many members of the National Labor Union were not so progressive when it came to integrated unions. Some of these organizations had whites-only clauses in their bylaws. Others feared competition from black workers and voted not to extend membership. Myers understood the need to organize black workers. While the National Labor Union did not live up to its stated ideal of inclusion, Myers' efforts welcomed all workers regardless of race, gender, or occupation, and represented workers across 21 states. They were soon met with the full weight of resistance that hostile bosses, media, and the government brought down upon them when they tried to push for reforms of any kind. Though the Colored National Labor Union soon fell into decline, black workers carried on its ideals of interracial solidarity during the Great Strikes of 1877. So did the new Knights of Labor, who insisted an injury to one is an injury to all.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
So how many of you have seen the Gen X kind of, our childhood was so great? And look, as a Gen Xer, our childhood was pretty good. Look, I grew up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland, and as poor as we were, my childhood was pretty good. Morning, as soon as the sun came up to the streetlights came on, we were out playing, we were out running around, playing football, baseball. We had a whole gang of kids that we played with. It was great. We had great adventures. We did great things. But we see this meme flying around all the time. And I just happened to, I think I'm tired of it now. I had someone send it to me and said, you should repost this as a Gen Xer. And I'm like, I don't know. Look, you go back and you think about your childhood and you always think about it in terms of, wow, it was the greatest ever and so much better. Every generation does this. We had it so good. We had it so much better than this generation. These kids don't know what it's like. And understand, part of me goes, yeah, look, eating popsicles was a treat on a hot day. Absolutely. If you went to the corner store, had a buck in your pocket when I was a kid, you were rich. You could load up for the day. The idea that, the phone was on the wall and had a cord that never ended. You hear all of this stuff, the games we played, the kind of things we did, just amazing. Children were seen and not heard. Staying in the house was a punishment. And the only thing we knew about being bored is you better find something to do before I find it for you. We ate what mom made or we ate nothing at all. There was no bottled water. We drank from the tap or from the hose because you weren't allowed in the house. Saturday morning was about cartoons and cereal. Read the box, rode our bikes. If you heard your first and last name, you better run quickly. We were afraid of nothing, this thing says. We watched our mouths around our elders because we better show respect or else we were in deep trouble. These were the good old days. Kids today, they'll never know. They'll never know what it feels like to be a real kid. They'll never understand. And look, I do. I think our childhood was great. The difference was, and I love these jingoistic kind of things that they throw out here about how wonderful everything was. But I look at us now, and I think back to, my generation as a kid, we took on bullies. We didn't vote for them. We stood up to injustice. We stood up for the kid on the playground who was getting bullied. We never kicked anyone when they were down. We'd fight like cats and dogs, and then 5 minutes later, we're friends with the person that we were just beating the tar out of. We were taught to live by the golden rule. And we did. If somebody came to the school and didn't have their lunch, we shared. How did we get where we are today? And look, Gen X is the generation that put Donald Trump in the White House. How did we go from this great childhood of community thinking, of having a lot of friends and doing a lot of things as a group and as a community? How did we become this self-centered, angry group that is never satisfied? How did we get there? Because, you know, as I was reading through this thing, I'm going, I got to tell you, the person who posted it, I know, and I'm like, I got to tell you, I think the 10-year-old version of us would be kicking the tar out of us right now, because we are better. We were better than what we are now. Now, I know it was a different world. It was a different time. We had different values. The community was different. But was it? We had all of the same kind of pressures that you see today. It just wasn't magnified by right-wing media. Yes, we had transvestites. We had those. They were there. But was it the bane of our existence? Was it was shoved down our throats at every... No, we didn't know any better. We left it alone. Didn't care. We had people of the LGBTQ community. Didn't care. They led their lives. And in turn, they left us alone. Let us to lead our lives. So as I thought of this, and I'm looking at this, I'm going, you know, with all of the ways the wealth class has sliced and diced and divided us, you know, this meme, this email, this how wonderful our childhood is an opportunity to go, yeah, it was pretty great. It was. For me, it was pretty great. I had friends of every ethnicity, and we didn't lead with it. In fact, we mocked each other over it. We were tolerant of each other, and tolerant of people who were different than us. The sad reality is where we are is, you know, everyone talks about tolerance, but nobody seems to want to understand what that means. It means in order to have someone be tolerant to you, you have to be tolerant back to them. And I don't know that we're there. So again, like when I saw this, you know, my mind goes, how can we use this wonderful childhood that we all... Everyone in my generation looks back on and goes, ah, those are the good days. How can we take that experience and make life better? Because understand, if you're mocking Gen X, if you're mocking the millennials, them's your kids. You done it. If you're mocking Gen Z, them's your grandkids. You done it. You can't go, No. It's you, buddy. So, and I can't wait to hear people, you know, chime in on this, because I do think we need to take some responsibility, because we were that generation. We were the generation that was, you know, let out to go run wild. We were feral. We were, what do they call them now? Free range kids. Didn't know there was a name for it. Had a latch key, you know, back, you know, climb through the window a lot of times because I'd lose the key. But how do we take these memories? How do we take this sense of pride and move that forward? Instead of using this as something that divides us and tears us apart and separates us, how do we use those memories, those experiences, those opportunities? How do we use that to make life better? This is my call to my generation. This is my call to Gen X. How about doing something that's going to make someone's life better instead of trying to just make things worse and just being angry and slamming your fist on the table? How about that? Can we get a little of that? Can we give that a try? And the next time you send me one of these stupid memes, at least have it somewhat well-rounded with the reality of, yeah, we had a great childhood, but we did good things too because we were good kids. I want to hear your thoughts, obviously. Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com. Anything I said make you think, make you angry, make you sad, make you mad, I want to hear it. Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com. Miss any of the program podcast, freespeech.org. And as always, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. At Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.